from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, programming notes. This weekend, Saturday, I'm looking forward to this. Join me at Rally for America. That's at Stearns Park in Columbus, North Carolina. It's going to be this Saturday, September 14th. The event starts at 10 a.m. You can meet candidates, organizations up in North Carolina, candidates, organizations working to restore American values, and we'll celebrate with live music, great food, fellowship. It's brought to you by Common Sense Retirement Planning and the Polk County Republican Party. You can get more info at polk.nc.gop. That's the website, polk.nc.gop. And again, it's at Stearns Park, Columbus, North Carolina, on Saturday. I will be there. Tony Dale will be there. You may have heard his podcast. He's with Common Sense Retirement Planning. I mean, it's just going to be a great family event. So I'm really looking forward to that. Okay. Folks, not only did ABC News jump in and fact check Donald Trump 5 times, they let her lie her rear end off. This is what this sounded like. It's like they were prepared for any kind of answer he might give so that they could lie for her.
There is no state in this country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born.
ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there had been no credible reports. Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country. The question was about you as president, not about former Speaker Pelosi. But I did watch all of these pieces of video. I didn't detect the sarcasm, lost by a whisker.
He was correcting Trump. But they didn't do that to Kamala. They let her lie and lie and lie and lie. Let's take this one apart, okay? Springfield, Ohio. 52,000 people lived in Springfield. The Biden administration, Ohio's a red state. Okay, so you're going to ship the migrants to Ohio to try to blow it up. That's what they're doing. And they have dumped 20,000 Haitian migrants, mostly Haitian migrants, some others, on Springfield, Ohio. A town of 52,000. It is causing mass chaos. That chaos, mostly from local news reports, has been all over the internet. So they anticipated this would happen. And David Meir, one of the two debate moderators, drew the short straw and had to lie. Here's him correcting Trump with a lie.
ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there had been no credible reports. Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. President Trump, as you know, the
Federalist has this morning. Police audio, police reports confirm Haitians goose hunting in Ohio. Just walking up to the local park and walking off with the geese. In other cases, they were beheading ducks. In yet another case, the police were called. There's body cam. The woman is sitting in the driveway eating a duck. I'm sorry, eating a cat. That was a different case. Raw. She just looks up, takes another bite. So here's, and so David Muir lied to undercut Trump. I've never seen anything like it in a debate. Here is a 911 call from Springfield, Ohio. David Muir, ABC, said, no, there's never been any reports. There's nothing credible. There's nothing here. Here we go.
I see a group of Haitian people. There was about 4 of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last number was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma that took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women.
Okay, and what path are you on?
Right now, hold on just a second. I'm coming to the intersection of, give me a second here. And I saw that. I'm like, yeah, this has got to be reported.
So how many geese did they have?
They each had one.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, I thought her heinous did well last night. If you didn't know for a fact she was spewing lies and falsehoods, one might have believed her. She is an excellent liar. Now, the texter writes, she did answer the are you better question. If you think things are better, you don't have to fix that. Good point. Texter writes, Tara, it's amazing. That is why I heard during the debate, President Trump, you are the devil. Do you have any comments? Vice President Harris, Donald Trump is the devil. Would you please like to comment on that? That's what I heard all night long. It pissed me off. Love to hear from you on this morning. What'd you think of the debate? 800-905-0989 is the number. 800-905-0989. Or you can text me on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Many of you have. Texter writes, if Kamala manages to get a $25,000 money giveaway for new homeowners, who else is going to have to pay the deficit in the budgeted tax dollars? That's you, my friend. They'll print the money, so you don't have to come up with it, but you'll just pay when you check out at the grocery store. Texter writes, she's a prosecutor. What do we expect? Lies flow like milk and honey. Now the texter writes, her cadence and speech sounds like Obama. And finally, Taylor Swift, better hang on to her cat. Yeah, Taylor Swift, no surprise. Everybody knew she was going to endorse Kamala. She did last night. Endorsing her and signing it, Taylor Swift, childless cat lady.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.